guys. We are moving into the second hour of the show. And my guest in the second hour, who we've had on before, is our good friend Brian Jones. Brian, welcome to the show.
Hey, David. Thanks for having me on. Am I coming through okay?
Oh, yeah. You sound great. You sound excellent. Yep. No problems at all.
No. Yeah, I used the Skype callback feature to test out a whole bunch of microphones, and I kind of like this one. It's an old vintage smaller microphone. It's sounding okay, huh?
Oh yeah, you sound great, excellent, nice good radio voice.
Good.
Yeah, no, that mic works well. Good crisp clear audio. No. Okay, now you emailed me at the beginning of this week, wanting to come on the show and talk about some stuff. And, of course, I had no guest set for this Friday, so I've slotted you in. So. Oh.
All right. Well, yeah, as you probably might know, or it probably snuck by pretty quick, I'm coming up on, it's right around 19 years since I first heard you, you know, and got involved in this sort of thing. And I've been pretty enthralled with it, as you know, and it's amazing what energies of consciousness will show up on recording media of all different types.
Right.
So I've been kind of reviewing my whole history about the whole thing, and I'm pretty stubborn, and just to clarify something with you, you know, I've been adamantly trying to approach people that are more clinical to. You know what I mean? That was always my focus, to knock on doors and find people that wouldn't maybe believe in this sort of thing, but were critical thinkers that would test it and find out if it was valid, you know, and after 19 years, I think I'm going to quit trying that.
No. Right, well,
seriously.
It's hard to get people to listen.
Why do you think that is? I'm talking about even people that claim to be all about discovery of the nature of what we are and consciousness and all that. Why do you think, and maybe not just with the reverse speech thing either, because I've approached more people in the last number of years about spirit communication that you can document on audio recordings.
Uh-huh. Oh, dear me. I just think people are scared of the whole thing. They don't know what to make of it, you know. And they just phase out, tune out. I don't know.
Well, I think that's part of the picture, but I just want to say this. I found a resource on the internet just a few months ago, and it was a whole bunch of ghost hunter associations nationwide, state by state. And, you know, I'm pretty stubborn, as I said, and I spent night after night. I had a form, two-paragraph letter all set up with a couple examples, and I was trying to talk with people that, you know, were open to spirit communication and understanding these things. And I'll tell you what, David, it's blown my mind, and like I said, I've been very stubborn, but I wrote literally over 500 groups, and not one of them even replied to me.
Oh, really? Oh,
so
wow.
So if they were scared, I don't know what it was. Maybe they're prejudiced about the type of ghosts they deal with. But anyway, I'm joking about it now. Here's the thing. Recently, I've just come to realize that I've knocked on so many doors for so long that I am the common denominator. I must be doing something wrong. So that statement about trying to get a different result from the same thing, you know what they say about that, right?
Oh, yeah, right. Yep.
So I guess I'm not going to hold out for a whole 20 years. So the thing is, I'm just not going to do that anymore, and I've got kind of a new direction. I'll say it up front is that, and I'm not pushing this either, but I'm thinking this was always something I didn't really want to do. I didn't feel ready to do it. And maybe, who knows, maybe if I can embrace this, because I've thought about it, I'm not sure I feel it yet, but just in case after this show or whatever, if anybody has any questions or needs any help, I'm available for hire for technical or audio analysis, and not to the level that you do. I'm not going to try to tell them how the unconscious mind works. All I would say is that I can get clues, I can pull things in, and I can help people in practical ways, like if they're into doing audio and they need a little assistance, maybe editing things or anything along those lines. We'll see how that goes.
Uh-huh. Right.
And by the way, since I last talked to you, now we're going to have us a new president here.
Yes, we are.
Dang it, I wanted Crooked Hillary, darn it.
I think many people wanted Crooked Hillary, and they're protesting in the streets about it.
Oh, yeah, well, I know it. I live south of Seattle now, so I'm feeling that kind of energy from the north and the south. I can imagine.
Yeah.
The hot zone. But yeah, no, it's funny how things have evolved. I mean, a lot of energy going on. But you know, I've in the last few days, I used this opportunity to kind of dust off a few things and clarify a few things. This time, by the way, I was going to try to make a way of injecting audio, the actual files, directly into Skype, and I thought I had it, but it didn't work out. So I did the next best thing, and that was make a kind of an acoustic chamber on one of my computer speakers with a hole to stick the microphone in. And I think it works pretty good. And I've been staying up all night the last few nights, and I dug through a lot of old audio, and I found things that really were giving me flashbacks. You know, early reversals. It's amazing how 1998 doesn't seem like it was that long ago. But on one hand, it doesn't seem like it was that long ago. But when I think about all that's happened since then, it seems like a few lifetimes ago.
Yeah, time goes fast when we get older.
Yeah, it's you know, people use, of all things, audio analysis. Like one guy I met down here, he said that life is like an old LP record. As the needle gets closer to the center, you know, it's a smaller circle. I said, hey, I was thinking the same thing about cassette tapes. And by the way, you know, I still use cassette tape because I've modified a deck to play things. And hey, just for something I'd like to show you is, and I've been meaning to do this, and I might have done it, but I've never made an MP3 to present this. I've modified cassette decks because I can flick them on the fly in a fraction of a syllable, and I'd like to just, if I could, play a little test drive of what that sounds like.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Okay.
Now, let me figure out. Okay, right here. Here goes. And by the way, this is just something I recorded earlier. And if you listen to it, just going back and forth, and obviously not sounding like the flow of normal speech, it's a very short segment. But I'm flicking it back and forth. Here goes.
Okay.
For the test. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Now that's alpha or no. You hear that, David? I mean, do you see what I mean? It's like a razor knife, and this is an old, you know, obviously cassette tape stuff equipment is pretty much obsolete now. But the first deck that I modified, and the thing about it is I can walk around. I don't have to look at it. I can flick it with my finger. It's got a toggle switch for the direction. And I dislocated the switch on the head so it's staying on the same side of the tape. But
yeah,
the first deck that I did, same model as this, I've been buying them off eBay lately. I think 7 of them in the closet already modified to play dual directions enough. But I actually did so many on-the-fly shifts that the nub, the plastic toggle switch, was so worn down I had to use my fingertip and let my fingernail grow to be able to catch the end of it. I mean, that was like, I would bet that was probably over 1 million shifts at least over a 3-year period. And that's what I'm saying. I'm pretty crafty with that kind of mechanical stuff. So if anybody that's listening to this show is interested in some of these kinds of things, although like I said, cassette tapes are getting obsolete, I just don't know of a digital way that you can do it on the fly without looking at it to that pinpoint degree. But hey, you know, I thought about something today. Back in the day, back in 1998, not, you know, right after I'd heard about this in 97, you know, I used to listen to Art Bell all the time, and of course Linda Moulton Howe was on there a lot. And
right. Yes, of course.
I don't know if I've ever played these for you. I'd like to play these. There was a guy that was, that Linda interviewed. She was, I don't know if this was an alias. Supposedly he was ex-CIA and he was going by the, name of Cooper, and he was 2 or 3 years past his 35-year oath of silence for the CIA, said he was firsthand witness to extraterrestrials. And now I'm leading up to something that I thought of that was kind of interesting. And let me, let's see here. File, you know how it goes, folders and folders. I always thought that, okay, so here it is. Here's a forward. Now, here's Linda talking about the extraterrestrials. She's a little muffled, but this guy's got kind of a real distinctive voice. And let me just play that for you here. Just,
okay, all right.
Here. In the film,
Cooper
and the president were talking about the abduction, some people refer to it as dissection, as being exploratory as opposed to a technical autopsy. But you can see small spheres on these beings, but quite low.
You might call them small ears, but it was one little outcropping, like around, just like you'd have the very small part of your inner ear, you know, just a little, maybe half an inch.
By the way, do you remember when you were kind of teaming up with Richard Hoagland, and there was that whole thing about Kent? Remember Kent, the guy at
I remember that very well. Yes,
JPL, the guy that he was a courier, right? Or somebody was a courier and dropped something in a bunch of color close up photos of the landscapes on Mars appeared before his very eyes. Remember that?
Right, well, that was a claim, yes, and he claimed to have close-up photos of ancient Martian ruins.
Well, but back then, that was when, I mean, that was so exciting, you know, and you and Richard were coming on Art Bell's show, and Art was wanting to get to the bottom of it, supposedly, and this was right about the same time that Linda interviewed this guy, and I spent a lot of hours on this, and I got a lot of really kind of compelling reversals, and it all led to the thing that this guy's not telling the truth. And I lost most of it, but that forward right there, now I just have a couple just reversals only. And here, this is out of the forward of, you just heard of this guy with that kind of unique voice, but what I'm hearing of this one is, I hate it. And also, I want to present something that I'm sure that you can appreciate, is how common the I statement is in reverse, right? Well, and I've got examples of this also. Not only is it in incarnate human speech in reverse, you know, from the inner mind or soul or whatever you want to say about it, but I found the I statement all over animals in dual direction, the bursts of energy, the pseudo speech, audio psychic, whatever it is. And so I wanted to point out a few I statements. This is one of them here, at least the way I hear it, which is, I hate it. Here goes.
Okay.
I hate it.
So, but see, now that's, you know, if he's expressing that he hates it, I guess he's not feeling really happy about what he's doing here. And so, I had a whole lot of reversals, but this one here, I'm just going to say, here's another potential I statement from the very same guy. This is from a different part of the interview, but what I hear of this one is, I need the bet, and there's a clicking sound. This may be dual direction. It's been a while. No, it isn't. It was just a straight reversal. I need the bet. That's the last of it. Here goes.
Okay.
I need the bet. That's the last of it.
Oh, yeah.
I need the bet. That's the last of it.
Awesome.
I need the bet. That's the last of it.
Okay, and here's the kind of interesting thing about that is, that was one of the tail end reversals through the whole thing, like he'd already gotten all the cards of disinformation on the table in my, you know, assessment of the whole thing. And then, so here is another thing. Remember, this is right about the time of Kent where, as I think you were saying, or what the story was, is this wasn't a campaign to discredit Art Bell, right?
Right.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. Okay, Yeah, he actually came, I did reversals on him and found out he was lying, and then I played him on the show, then he rang in and said, yeah, you busted me.
And I remember he also said, as one soldier to another, if I remember right. It's, you know, 1998 now, but seems like it was last night, but here, check this one out. here's, I think this was the same agenda, just to try to throw a bunch of fuzz into the Art Bell thing, just so, but here, what I hear of this one is, roast ya, Art Bell. Here goes. Oh yeah, sorry. I should have relabeled these. It's been a long time. What it is here is they, and you remember the they thing, like maybe somebody was pulling the strings, but
yeah,
they,
sure.
They can nail the fat, roast ya, Art Bell. Here it is.
Okay.
They can nail the fat, roast ya, Art Bell.
Wow.
They can nail the fat, roast ya, Art Bell. They can nail the fat, roast ya, Art Bell.
Anyway, and like, I'm just going to whip through these because these are just, this is nostalgia for me, actually. This was a long time ago, and this was in the early days of me realizing I was barking up many wrong trees, a whole big forest of them. But let's see. Oh, yeah, here's another one here. And remember the last one? They can nail the fat. How about they sell me Art Bell Kulik? Here goes.
Huh.
Hang on a sec. I've got a tight table space here. Hang on.
I've got Art Bell appearing in reverse speech, the name, quite a few times. Here, while you're finding that, I'll play a couple of them. Here's
okay.
One of them. Oops, hang on, I haven't got my audio turned on. Right, now we'll try it.
No, I don't know John.
You know of his work, though?
I've heard of his work, but
okay,
I don't know.
Okay, this is what I say. I think that many... John Lilly, for 15 years, did the most extensive research on dolphins, okay?
Here he says, Art Bell was a villain.
Art Bell was evil one.
Nice and clear, isn't it?
yeah. Art Bell's not always Mr. Friendly, I've noticed.
No,
you know?
He's not. No. He has a bit of a dark side, Art Bell. Yes.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. So do I. But it's. I guess it's. You know. Luckily, it's getting to be a little brighter. You know. We all have the dark and light thing going on, and I've it's a work in progress, I guess. But remember now, you know, and also the theme that you mentioned, and I've seen it a million times, the buy and sell exchange of getting people to buy your offering, you know what
yeah,
I mean? The energy
yeah,
back
sure.
And forth. But then again, the word they sell me Art Bell Kulik. Here goes.
Yeah.
And remember that, but Kent was saying that they were trying to cool Art Bell off, and then I didn't make the time to do it, but if the word arsenic in reverse speech, that would be considered kind of like a fairly negative metaphor, wouldn't it?
Oh yeah, sure, definitely. Yes.
And then once again, another I statement in my assessment is, I am in arsenic. Here goes.
I am in arsenic.
I'll be bothered.
I am in arsenic.
Well, listen, I mean, that was the whole theme, you know. I mean, hurt gals when we gaff. The whole thing was just so blatantly. I thought I was going to get whatever the Pulitzer Prize for playing stuff backwards and digging information up was going to be, but I actually contacted Art Bell about that right about that time, and I was thinking, man, he's going to be thrilled about this, you know, and so that it didn't work out quite that way, but boy, you know what, I've heard you say this before. It's funny when you get kind of losing track of your I've got so many folders on this computer, and this is only one of many computers, right? God, I lost the whole thing. Hang on a second here. It's got to be here.
It's all right. While you look at that, I'm going to play another Art Bell reversal.
All right.
This is the time to make all of these issues clear, and you might actually make some headway, but he, like all the others, have remained silent on it.
And Art Bell, they have a scam.
Not be able to him again.
Why does he appear in reverse so much?
I think in some cases there are a couple single syllable words that sound like Art Bell, but then again, when it's related to Art Bell and it comes in a sense and all that, but so yeah. Speaking of art, and by the way, wasn't that Linda right there?
I think it was, absolutely. Yes, you're right.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, well, so check this out. Here's another flashback for me. I called Art Bell, and I got through, and this is the tail end of our phone conversation, and I hit him up. I said, hey, Art, I actually didn't even know it was him. I thought I was just going to get his P.O. box from the call screener, but he picked up the phone. Here's the tail end where I asked him, I said, hey, that interview that Linda just did with Cooper, and he said, Cooper? And I said, yeah, can I send you something? Because I said, do you think it was legit? And he said, I think 50-50 it was legit. And I said, can I send you something, evidence to the contrary? And then he got a real deep voice, and he says, and then he gives me his P.O. box, and here's the tail end of that call right here.
I mean, you sell front. That gives me hope. You know that? That gives me hope.
Yeah.
I know how to spell a little bit. I know, but in all these months, all these years, nobody on request has ever spelled Brump correctly until you have done it.
That's my number one talent.
It may be a new paradigm.
It's kind of funny what pops off when you're a little nervous, or in my case, I listen to myself talk quite a bit and go, wow, that was funny. But anyway, when he said you've spelled Brump correctly, it's a new paradigm, and I said, yeah, that's my number one talent. I mean, I didn't know what else to say. But anyway, here's the thing. This is, okay, so I just got done telling him that I think this is total disinformation. And here I think is another, and by the way, Art Bell, as for me anyway, was really hard to get reversals on as a percentage. He really,
He is hard. Yeah.
But what I think this one's really clear, and I would say Knight with the K, and that's probably a metaphor. And, I think this is another I statement on Art Bell, after I just got done telling him is that a break time?
No, that's a break time, Brian. Just hold that thought. We'll come back right after this.
All right.
Do you struggle with your weight? Are you frustrated or discouraged? Think you've tried everything to lose weight? Tired of weight loss products that promise results and don't deliver? There are 12 main reasons why you struggle with excess weight and have a difficult time losing it. From overeating to hormonal imbalances and underactive thyroid, even sleep problems, and even dieting itself. The truth is, the 12 causes of weight loss problems are all addressed by one product, Royal Velvet. You, yes you, can join the scores of Rinse listeners who have stopped the madness and no longer struggle with weight issues. Maybe you've heard them talk with Jeff about their amazing transformations on his show. Simply go to RoyalVelvetNow.com, click on the weight loss section, and learn the truth about the real reason obesity is a deadly epidemic that you can avoid. Then click on the Rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you will be on your way to a healthier, slimmer, more youthful you. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back, or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speak Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speak Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speak Session Work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077.
Hi,
Okay, we are back once again with my guest, Brian Jones. Don't forget, training class starts in less than 24 hours. So if you're thinking about taking this course, you've got to go to reversespeech.com and sign up now. Next course after this will be in April. So that's when the next course is starting. So if you're interested in reverse speech, go to reversespeech.com and sign up for training. Have a brand new career. Be one of the founding pioneers of this new technology, just like Brian Jones is one of the founder pioneers. Back to you, Brian.
Hey, thanks, David. Okay, yeah, just I've got a whole bunch of audio files, so I'll quit yapping so much. But here it is. What I hear of this one is, that's out there, Knight. I wouldn't. Remember, I just told him I was going to give him evidence that Cooper was a disinformation agent, more or less. But another I statement, that's out there, Knight. I wouldn't. Here goes.
Okay.
One second here. All right. I forgot to stick the microphone next to the speaker. Here goes.
All right.
That's out there, Knight. You don't want. That's out there, Knight. You don't want.
You know, I should have taken his advice because he never got back to me. I sent him a cassette tape with what was about 3.5 dozens of hours of my time to put together a report on Cooper. I had like 20-something reversals that were all just naming him and disinformation, you know, like basically that it was just total fraud. But, you know how that goes. So, but one last thing.
He doesn't like his guests being discredited, Bill. He used to get very upset about that.
Yeah, I remember a little bit about that. You're right. I mean, you know, I guess I thought it was something different. You know, I mean, I thought it was about discovering the truth, but you know, I guess it does kind of, it's kind of like a wet blanket doing that. I find that in everyday life too. But here's the thing, back, one last thing on Art Bell, and I'm not, you know, I mean, like I said, I learned a lot from people that were on his show and all that sort of thing, but there was a lady that he was really thrilled about. I believe I got the story right. This was Sarah that had an NDE that was amazing. And I just want to point out to people that the I statement is so prevalent. And it's the inner self just speaking out in plain terms. But anyway, Sarah's talking about how she had to learn to read again, I think it was. Here goes.
Okay, Ron.
Amnesia.
Oh, yeah. It took a long time for me to become who I am now.
You had to actually learn to read again?
Yes, I did. I couldn't read. I started with kids' books like, you know, Go Spot Go. And I remember it being a big achievement for me when I could read People magazine.
Okay, now here's what I'm saying, and I think this one's phonetically pretty clear. What I hear of this one is, mind me, I was lucky. Sarah felt really lucky that she was able to come back because she was pretty messed up there for a while. But see if you can hear, mind me, I was lucky. Here goes.
Mind me, I was lucky.
Oh, yeah.
Mind me, I was lucky.
And then listen to the exact forward of mind me, I was lucky. Here it is, three times.
Become who I am now.
You know what? If you added the word to, T-O, in the middle of that butterfly dual direction, it'd be, mind me, I was lucky to become who I am now. I mean, you know, what do you call those again?
Sentence building reversals. Yes.
Right. Okay. Now, I want to shift over to something else because, like I said, I had a lot more sound files in mind, but obviously that doesn't make a lot of sense right now, but see where I'm at here. Ready files. Did I put it here? Yeah, back in the day when I think I got this audio off your website, I'm pretty sure, it was a Larry King interview of Michael Schiavo and his lead attorney. And,
oh, right. But, yes, now I analyzed that tape. Yes.
Yeah, so it's a little bit muffled. But this was just typical of the fact that I had my foot in the interdimensional door for a long time. I built up a lot of energy and connection. Anyway, Larry King's going to break, and listen to his bumper music. Here goes.
Okay.
Be back in a couple minutes. Play that on iPhone away.
Okay, you recognize, got some horns going on and some rhythm, right?
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
You've got to listen closely. Some people say they can hear part of it. See if you can hear anything close to try, Brian, try. You'll hear Shivo. Here goes.
Okay.
Are you able to hear that, Dave?
No, not really, Brian. I tried. Sorry.
Okay. Well, you know what? That's the whole thing about it's been there since the moment I heard it. It's as plain as standard audio. And in the spirit thing, here's another one. One of the many so-called ITC experiments I've done. See if you can hear this one. It's a lot grittier. The way I'm hearing this one is, help our country, Brian.
Oh, yeah. Where'd you get that one from? Yeah, I can hear that. Where'd you get that from?
I was running some kind of vibrating needle up against an old doorbell. And that's what I'm saying is you can facilitate bringing through consciousness if you want. And here's something I want to say. Some people know about the Spiritcom story, and I presented this one as a blind test without telling people what I heard, and the guy nailed it. But the implications are pretty hard to wrap your mind around. The guy that was running the Spiritcom was a man by the name of Bill O'Neill. At the time that I got my hands on this audio recording, that a guy that was doing a lot of work on digging up the Spiritcom, he went and actually started up the Spiritcom in New Year's Day 2009, but this was an old cassette tape that he had sent me. He'd made a copy of it, what he got from the MetaScience Foundation, and I'm at work listening to this thing while I'm doing other things, and Bill O'Neill's just talking with spirits, as he would do, supposedly, he's basically saying, I'm sorry I have to treat you like children. I'm not trying to insult you. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but listen to what he says here.
Okay.
I do not want you to be offended, but I am doing so to explain this as simply as possible.
Okay, so see, he says, but I am doing this to explain this as simply as possible, right? That's the flow of words, as you would take it. But as I heard it, and this is, like I said, I put this on a forum board, and the guy totally heard my first name, Brian, jump out of a morph of the words, but I am. Listen to this. Well, I mean, but here's the thing. That recording was 30 years old. Bill O'Neill had been dead for 20 years. I asked the other guy, because Michael Goodspeed had sent me a speech reversal through email. I got it at my end, and there was an EVP on the tail end, and I picked it out, and I sent it back to Michael, and I said, hey, do you hear this? He said, yeah, I do. What is that? I said, I don't know. Didn't you send it to me? He said, no, I don't. I've never heard it before. I said, well, listen to your wave file that you sent me. And the one he had at his end did not have it, but after it was sent to me through the Internet, it showed up with an extra voice on it. So these things, yeah, it can happen. It happens a lot. I mean, that not necessarily that one a lot, but... And just, let's see, where am I at here? Just some of the voices that I pulled out of guitar amps and things. This one here, I heard as The Other Day, Brian. Here it is.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't think that's just an auditory hallucination. To me, that one's pretty clear. But,
oh, yeah.
But as I was going to say, that this consciousness thing, the I statements, they show up in animals all over the place. And let me see if I... You know what? I don't know if you're going to be able to hear this. I've heard it through headphones, but let's just find out, because this is an egg-laying hen right here, okay? Here
okay. Comes.
What are you saying? What was that?
What are you playing there?
That was a little faint. Now I boosted up just what I hear as a phrase, and if you can hear it, it's a little tough. And like I said, I never know which one of these are leaning more on psychic sensitivities or physical ears, or a blend of both. But what I hear of this one is, I keep hoping the only one. Here goes.
Just.
Yeah, it's embedded in these clucking sounds, and that's why I say it may not have been, but it's on the record here, and some people may want to go back and listen with headphones. I've got a lot of other things that stuff takes time, you know what I mean? It's not like some of it is there, and you listen through headphones, it's a different story. But really, for me, and I've had a lot of people say over the years, is, you know, you shouldn't be playing stuff for people. You're getting information that can be validated, and whether or not people can hear it, and that's true to a high degree. It does happen that way. But for right now, obviously, I'd like people to be able to hear things if they can, and I'm curious what they may be able to hear. But and, you know, here's another thing that I sent you a week or two ago, and once again, it's the I need thing, but I want to show this as the correlation to the forward speech. I was just kind of counseling myself. This was from, I recorded this about a week and a half ago, and I was kind of a little depleted energetically. I'm kind of putting together a workshop, and I was thinking about it. And I was thinking, you know, I'm going to need to get some income here on a steady basis. And I mean, I've got a plan for that. So, but I was just having one of those moments of just kind of sitting down and kind of feeling a little bit, apprehensive. But I was also thinking, if I get a job working around other people, a lot of times that drives me nuts. And I won't go into that now, but listen to me talking forward about how I need this, I need that. And it's along the lines of what I just said, but pay attention to the word need twice in this forward right here.
Okay.
It's not something I want to do anymore, but I need help. I need help to get up into a way of making money in this world where I can live with it. I can actually manage it. And anyway, I'm working. Did you hear that? I'm working on this shop building. I'll go back up.
Hey, I pointed, I heard myself like totally jinx up the, I said, I'm worse.
Right.
And remember, I don't know if you used to talk about how you listen for certain keys where there's a shift in the mind stutters and stammers. That was your way of putting it back when. And then there's a reversal there. Well, I heard that. I was like, whoa, where'd that come from? So I listened to it backwards, and sure enough, here I am talking about my needs or how I feel need about this stuff. What I hear out of this one backwards, and it fits. I mean, I literally was making room in my shop. I'm still unpacking from moving in here a year and a half ago, and I need room from being around, as I like to call it, meshing auras with other people, because it's not a compatible thing a lot of times. But what I hear this one is, I need the room. Here goes.
Okay.
I need your room. I need your room.
Yep.
I need your room.
But there again, I mean, the I is a little muffled. You can hear it definitely through headphones, but that I thing is just everywhere. And by the way, I found this one, and I went and looked him up, because I told you I was up all night digging through old discs, and this one I remember why I kept it. I was curious about this guy's story. There's a guy, I think this is Dr. Dan Burrish, who supposedly had some, he was abducted, J-Rods and all the stuff I don't know about. But when I listened to this last night, it's so intense that I just think it's worth playing, because some people may know this story, but he's talking about how when he was in denial about the actual presence of extraterrestrials, and this is from many years ago, and listen to how he says no. He sounds like he's very distraught about it. Here goes.
Okay.
And at that time, again, I was so stunned by what I was doing. A lot of it was getting by me. When I read the word extraterrestrial, I trembled. And when I finally believed and understood that it was, in fact, an extraterrestrial, No.
David, did you hear the way he trailed off with that?
Yeah, I could hear that. Yeah.
Well, listen to this reversal. I find this one a little bit chilling. What I hear what I hear him saying here is, you're gonna deal with your hell. Here goes.
Okay. All right. Oh, yeah.
You know, if I ever think my life's, you know, gets a little troublesome and I feel troubled by my mind or whatever, I'm just glad I don't have to deal with that sort of thing. I mean, you know, extraterrestrial abduction, that can ruin your whole day.
Sure.
But, you know, and like I said, the whole thing is in my path of listening to reversals and everything, I find out that it can manifest onto recording media from non-physical sources, and it's all information coming at you, expression information. A heck of a lot of it's random, but right. if you pay attention to it, you can get useful information. I mean, I've gotten, and I know I've played some for you, and I've got some right here on the screen, is that I've gotten specific information from animals through the energies of their voice.
Wow.
But yeah, just, huh?
Yeah, I'm just saying, wow, that's amazing. Yeah.
And you know about this one here. Listen to this woman doing, I believe this might be a TV commercial, maybe. She's really high energy, and it's about some training for computers, I believe. Listen to this. Listen to her energy.
Okay.
At Strategy Computers, graduates gain the competitive edge that comes from having solid technical skills and hands-on experience. Short-term intensive training programs have helped many unemployed individuals upgrade their technical skills and obtain certifications necessary to land that job.
Okay, anyway, you heard that, right?
Yep.
I don't know if this is an endorsement or not, but what I hear of this one is, you know, she's telling you to come on in and check them out, right? What I hear of this one is, so test it here, and I'm going to abbreviate it here so it's kind of a semi-blind test. So test it here, FBS. Ready?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's clear.
I don't know if that means she believes in it or what, but it sounds like she's got some conviction there. You know, and some of us use that vernacular when we really mean something. And the information is you get information as you know. I mean, that's what it's all about, right? I mean, that was for fun, that one there. But you know what? From years ago, when I first got in this, and these people, I found them off your website. There was somebody, no, maybe someone got a hold of me. It was this watchdog group somewhere in Hawaii, right? One of the islands there, and they had a magazine, and they were very involved. The guy asked me to analyze this sales pitch for MLM, right? And it's about IE crystals, whatever that is. Listen to this guy boasting about all these high points of their team. Here goes.
Okay.
You're going to join a joint venture of three entities. One is our consulting company, 21st Century Global Trust, and we know multi-level. Second is American Technologies Group, and that's a group of scientists and government officials who are a research firm who discovered ice crystal. And third is Integral Health, which is a group of 78 MDs who are out to change the healthcare delivery system.
Okay, so if you heard, he was talking about a lot of different aspects of the team they've got going, right? And
uh-huh.
And I think this might, you know, you have the word road in your metaphor dictionary, but what I hear of this reversal here is hop, strut, the road, blank, blank, two syllables at the end. I think I played this for you years ago, but hop, strut, the road, blank, blank. Here goes.
Okay.
Hop, strut, the road, bullshit.
Let me play one. I only have one more on this guy, but this is from a long time ago, and I did spend a lot of time on it here. So here he is talking again about the same. This is from a recording on a phone system where you can invest your money if you care to. Here goes.
Okay.
The chairman of our board is Larry Brady. for 8 years, served as the Undersecretary of Commerce for Ronald Reagan. He served in three presidential administrations. He was the chief trade negotiator for the United States, between both Europe and the United States and Asia.
Okay, and this one here, the way I'm hearing it, is another I statement, and what I hear of it is, I share, as he's sharing this presentation, I share sand, blank, blank. Here goes. And by the way, and the sand thing, I don't know if it's in your metaphor dictionary, but you can imagine what sand might represent as far as not being...
I think it is the dictionary.
It's got to be. Anyway, I share sand, blank, blank. Here goes.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty obvious.
Yeah, and by the way, these people in Hawaii, they didn't tell me anything. They just said, "Hey, we go listen to this thing and dissect it, see what you find out." And there were other things that were along those lines too. And then after I gave him my report, he said, "Yeah," he says, they rip people off heartlessly. And
no,
they were
really?
Just total criminal. So, I mean, you know, the thing is about it, if you applied that while you were thinking of going into something as plain as what that was, you would have been a lot better just to kind of take it literally and maybe let sit back and watch what other people were doing. But, you know, that one there I think is a little humorous, and that's from way back when, long time ago. But like I said, I'd like to give out my website, which I haven't I haven't been there for myself for a while, but like I said, if anybody wants to hire me for a 15-20 half an hour for any of those things, to check out their animal's energetic speech, you know, the energies, or if they have a question about how to do this sort of thing themselves, you know, the basic levels, I can certainly show them some things that I've learned. And that website is audiomedium.com.
And, okay. Yep.
No, there's email link there. That's the best way to go. And I have another one that I've been told is stunningly clear, and I think it's another one sent building because I was able to get some feedback, and it's our friend Richard Hoagland. Do you want to hear that
one? Yeah. Right.
Okay, he's on with Art. Here goes.
Okay.
I was saying I am somewhat confused because in other shows, Jeff Rensis sightings, the Laura Lee show, all over the internet, in terms of some of the material that has been sent to me by people, you know, who you've corresponded with, who, frankly, the things you have called me, names you have called me, the assertions you have made about
are you referring to Kirk Hogan?
May I please?
Yeah, let him finish.
Okay, David, and right there where he's, and I'm going to play the exact forward of the reversal again, but what I hear of this one is, this message is a lawyer's. Here goes.
Okay.
This message is a lawyer's.
This
message is a lawyer's.
Okay, and then exact forward is material that was sent to me, and I found out later, checking, you know, through Mike Barra, that material that was sent to him on this matter was from an attorney, and I even know which attorney it was, but here it is. It's the better part of material that was sent to me minus the first syllable. Here we go.
Okay.
Material that has been sent to me.
And then I've got one last sample I would like to play just to point out how a reversal can come out of seemingly non-forward words. And then I want to say why that's important to me. And here's a friend of mine talking. He's kind of venting some anger on his own answering machine about something that had just happened. Here goes.
Somebody has a little feedback coming when I get back. Got a road in you, but I guess I'll have to try. Anyway.
Okay, what I hear of this one is, that guy died high. Here it is. Okay, and then here's the exact forward, which is non-forward words that produce that statement.
Here's. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And the point about that is, David, I get pseudo vocal or verbal phrases out of inanimate objects. I mean, consciousness has a way of expressing itself, but when it comes to a living being, can you imagine the stroke patient with paralysis?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So that's, I want to drive that point out here too. It's a possibility.
Yeah.
So, I'm hearing the music.
Yeah, we're finished. Yeah, just wrap it up.
Okay, yeah, well, that's what I was going to say is, I can help people get information through a lot of ways, and I can give them suggestions on how they can try doing it themselves. So if anybody wants to talk to me or learn how, if you're working with audio and you want a little bit of a coach on how to put, you know, I use Goldwave. I spent a lot of time learning how to do basic features.
We're going to wrap it up, Brian. Okay.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Brian. And thanks, everyone. Yeah. We'll see you all next week. Okay.
All right. Over and out. Bye.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.